Most humans find it difficult to resist a good night's sleep, but new research is throwing into question just how necessary that rest is. A study of dolphin and killer whale babies and their mothers found the mammals get by on little to no sleep for up to a month after birth. UCLA neuroscientist Dr. Jerome Siegel started observing killer whale and dolphin babies to see if they experienced deep REM sleep. He says he was shocked to find instead that they didn't sleep at all.
We were amazed because this makes the dolphin unique among all mammals. Now, we wouldn't say that there's absolutely no sleep, but clearly the animals are active 24 hours a day, and sleep is minimal at birth and gradually increases over a period of several months to reach the adult level, whereas in all other animals, the developmental time course is just the opposite, where sleep is maximal at birth and decreases as the animal grows to adulthood. And that developmental pattern has led many to believe that sleep serves a vital developmental function, that is, that you need sleep for brain development or body development or both.
Why would it be advantageous for dolphins? Obviously, there's some reason that they're not sleeping. Why would it be an advantage for dolphins and killer whales to go without sleep during that time?
Well, unlike land mammals who can sleep and be inactive in a safe place underground or in a tree or some other place where their their predators can't get them, dolphins and killer whales are in the ocean. There's really no place to hide. And for a killer whale or a dolphin, the best protection is being near their mother. And to do that, they have to keep up with the mother's swimming. And the other issue is small animals in general and newborns in general have a hard time maintaining body temperature. So the marine mammals have a particular problem. They're born into what any of us would sense as ice-cold water, and they need to maintain their body temperature just as in all other mammals. And so one way in which they can do this is by generating a lot of heat by having a lot of muscle activity.
Dr. Siegel, what could this work mean for the study of human sleep?
Well, of course, our goal is to understand how dolphins and killer whales do this. Is there some neurochemical change, and we haven't seen any, but there are a lot of chemicals to be tested for. Have they evolved a way so that sleep functions can occur in waking, and since we don't know what these functions are, that's a difficult proposal to test. So, you know, we're hoping we can understand this phenomenon better, but the very existence of the phenomenon shows that there is a possibility of going without sleep for animals with very large brains and very large bodies. Indeed, these whales and dolphins have the largest bodies and the largest brains that have ever existed on Earth. And so to see that they're doing this and they're developing these large brains and bodies with minimal amounts of sleep really challenges our assumptions about what sleep is for. And we really have to step back and try and understand what's going on and why you can have animals that are alert and apparently not sleepy, and going without sleep spontaneously for periods longer than those that are lethal in other animals.
Do you think that there could be other mammals as well that have similar experiences with not much sleep in those first months?
There could very well be. This has never been reported before, and there has been an assumption that all animals sleep, not even just all mammals, but the evidence for this is a little bit shaky because the animals that tend to get studied are standard lab animals or domestic animals, but there are 4,000 mammalian species, and it would be very valuable to study other animals in a completely unbiased way, not with the assumption that all animals sleep in the same way, and to be able to discover other animals that have unusual sleep. We do know that animals vary a lot in the amount of sleep they have, but this takes it to another level, that it's not just the amount, but really the presence and the quality of sleep is quite different.
Dr. Jerome Siegel is a professor at UCLA's Seminole Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior. The study appears in the June 30th edition of the journal Nature.